Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's tell the story of New York SubHub, because those that don't go to Denton a lot might not be familiar with what an institution it is. How long have you guys been around, and what's the history of the business?
New York SubHub is, we're actually in our 40th year of business. Started in 1979. My dad actually came down from Jersey that year, and it was next door in a little small section of a 7-Eleven right on the corner of Avenue C and Ingle. 1980, he bought our current location, which actually used to be a house. Him and a couple buddies gutted the inside and made it what it is today. And over the years, kind of had some additions on the left and right hand side where you'll find Naranja Cafe. So we're kind of two businesses in this one building. My parents became hands off about 2011, 2012 or so. So I've been running it for about 7 years now. So it's kind of like a second generation small business here. We've been in the same location for all 40 years. We never really had an issue with UNT. It's been a very symbiotic relationship. We've given back to UNT. A lot of their employees and students, obviously being right across the campus there, we get a lot of them every single day. They've said countless times that they support us and hope that we don't leave and everything like that. So that, you know, going back to this past February when the Board of Regents voted, it was a little disheartening, I guess you could say, just because I'm pretty sure none of the Board of Regents have lived in Denton or are from Denton, so they don't understand the kind of history that New York SubHub and my family have with this community, in particular the people off Airport Road, such as Peterbilt and Fastenal and all of those companies that come over here, the students and the faculty and the employees of UNT that walk on over. That we have employees that come in here 5 days a week, and even before that, a former customer, He came in 360 out of 365 days a year. Whenever he didn't come in, he called up here just to make sure that we knew he was okay, because he would go and visit his sister. So it was a little disheartening to kind of see that. We kind of just shrugged it off, like, okay, well, maybe that's just giving them permission. You know, they won't do anything about it. And the whole time up until this point, we hadn't gotten a phone call. We haven't any letters, people, anything, no notification or any sort of communication that this is happening, until we got our certified letter in the mail, which was, we picked up this past Monday. So ever since then, it's been kind of a whirlwind. They gave us 30 days to respond to their offer or not. So yeah, I mean, it was just kind of hitting the ground running to figure out what we're going to do next.
Talk about the petition, if you would, and some other avenues that you're exploring to try to help this come out better for New York SubHub.
Well, to begin with, we have the Eagle Car Wash, the campus bookstore, our location which houses both New York SubHub and Naranja Cafe, and then our friends to the right that are Orient Express. So this isn't just us. This is five businesses that are on the chopping block here on four properties.
Understood.
So, you know, we like to make sure as much notoriety we're getting. There's a lot of other families that are involved as well. We started this Facebook post that we tried to get circulating that included our petition, just to kind of give the general public some more information, because we've had people come in with false information that they're thinking is correct, and it's kind of just rumors and stuff like that. So I'd like to put the record straight on what we know and going from there. And we got that petition out just to see if we can turn heads and show that we have a lot of support for these local businesses that have been around for decades. I know this Oriental Express next to us, this girl's parents immigrated here in 1984 and bought that place. So the car wash people that own that, they've actually known my parents longer than I've known my parents. And that's going on 32 years. That's how long that we've been a community right here. And we've served students throughout the years. obviously all the UNT employees. We've employed ourselves hundreds of UNT students. So we were just wanting to get that out there to the public and show that we are part of this community, and just kind of go from there and see what the response was. And it's just been amazing to see how many people are on our side. And back in February, the Denton Record Chronicle actually did a poll on whether UNT should expand their campus or save the businesses. And 93% of the people that voted for saving the businesses. So the public has spoken, in our opinion, of what they want here. The Facebook post and the petition is step one. We are going to meet with a lawyer and figure out our other options and what we can do to go from there to kind of fight this. We don't want to sell, and we don't want to move. A lot of people think relocating is the option, but land is expensive, and they quoted us at $700,000 for our property, which that was based on a 2017 appraisal. So we're going on 2 years delayed on how much this property is worth. And then you got just all these other relocation costs, you know, buying the property, building the building, the finish out on the inside, retraining employees, and then not to mention just the loss of income during the time of being closed for both the store, myself, my manager, all of the employees. None of our bills stop coming in, and this goes for all these businesses as well. So there's a lot of things there. And then if you don't reinvest that money, you have to pay capital gains on what you keep. So it may sound like a lot of money, but once you start chipping away at that, then it becomes less and less for something that you worked so hard for 40 years. And to think that we don't have the power to stop this from happening, and that can just be snatched away from us for a discounted price, is kind of unfair.
Does it make you feel kind of powerless in some way?
It makes me feel that we definitely have a challenge ahead of us. It's an uphill battle. I think if we get enough support, then we can maybe not necessarily change something, but, you know, change the outcome of this and let people realize that, you know, we deserve to stay here along with these other places. That the city of Denton is always said, you know, buy local, shop local, support local, all this stuff. And I feel like getting rid of these small businesses makes Denton less Denton. So, you know, that's kind of what we're hoping for, is that people realize that where's the limit to what UNT will go after. We've had several commercial real estate agents wanted to put us across the highway. They have Apogee Stadium across the highway. What's to stop them from jumping there and then taking our property again? So getting relocating anywhere close to UNT is even a high risk. So we would have to look somewhere else in Denton, and there's just not a whole lot of available properties or buildings that are within our budget that will provide the same sort of customer base that we have here. We are right off 35. We are right across the street of UNT. It's the perfect location to get everyone from UNT, but not be located in campus and be a hassle for all those that are traveling from inside of Denton somewhere.
Crossing 35E is on foot, you know, even if it's over a bridge or something like that, to go get a sub. That's a much more tough proposition than somebody, you know, crossing across a small street like you guys. You guys are just across, what, Eagle? Is that right?
Correct,
from campus?
Yeah. I mean, we are within a two-minute walk from several dorms. But anywhere on UNT campus, I think that if you're just moseying along, it's 15 minutes. But once you push across 35, no one's going to walk that far. No one's going to bike that far. It's just too far. And they have other options. We've been here for 40 years, and we've, you know, solidified ourselves that when you come in here, that you're going to get what you've got for 30 or 40 years. And people come to expect that. They choose our place over other places because of what they've been serviced for the last 40 years. I would just like to add that no one here that this is affecting believes that this is right, that UNT, it seems, has unchecked power, and that they have the space to, if they needed classrooms, they have space. There's a whole thing over by Discovery Park where they can do some new classrooms and stuff like that. And in the Denton Record Chronicle, one of the head guys was quoted in saying that they're in the process of hiring a master planner. So we take that as they don't even have a plan for our spot as of now. It would be different if they needed immediately for something, but we're under the impression that it's going to turn into a parking lot, just like our neighbors, the Resort Indian Kitchen. It's a parking lot now. So there's no transparency on what they need this property for and why is it so immediate. And just no one wants to talk to us about it. It's all just formal lawyer letters and stuff like that, and that's maybe how they have to do things. I understand, but we've been neighbors for 40 years, so it just kind of feels a little insulting.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.